Gladiators, we made it to the winter finale. Stick with us. We're talking Scandal Season 7, Episode 7, Something Borrowed, right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. I'm tripping off the power.
This is so appropriate for tonight.
It is.
Woof. I know someone who shouldn't have that much power.
Yes.
I think you do too, guys. Okay. Her name is Olivia Pope. What's up, everybody? Thanks for joining us for the Scandal After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. You guys know me. I'm your host, Christine Alexis. You can find me everywhere on social media at Christine Bean with three E's. Tonight, it's just me and your girl, Jessica.
Yes, what's up, girl?
I'm Jessica Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams. And just the two of us.
Right?
We're missing Tessa and Paris. Shout out. They couldn't join us tonight, but we're going to hold it down.
We're going to hold it down. It's not even just us two. It's all of you listeners and viewers, everyone in the live chat right now. Thank you so much for staying up and joining us. Has the East Coast already seen the episode? I think it might be airing now or soon for the West Coast. So
yeah.
Check us out after and share your thoughts in the comments below. And make sure that you are subscribed to our channel, AfterBuzz TV Dramas. That's where you can find us every week after our long break. But
So we have our live chat is open and we are reading the comments as they are rolling in.
Yeah,
people definitely are like, so much to talk about. You guys have actually already started talking, so we're going to try to like eye it and keep it up. But Danae Washington, Shonda is awesome. Brings up things by the real politicians and different things. Live, kill your daddy with wine.
Wow.
Well, we have the weapon.
Yes, guys.
We have the weapon.
The wine is back by popular demand. And by popular demand, I meant ours.
Yes. You guys weren't missing it.
You guys
I was surprised that no one's like, where's you guys' wine?
This was like our staple last season.
Yeah, it was.
You guys joined us for season 6. We had wine every night. I figured this was a fitting occasion for the very eventful episode 7, the winter finale.
Yes.
So there's no more Scandal until January 18th, Gladiators. Make sure you put that on your calendar. January 18th, we'll be back when Scandal returns. And, I mean, they left us with the craziest cliffhanger, of course.
Woo!
Crazy episode.
Oh, am I surprised? Yes.
Yeah.
I am. Kind of. I'm going to say this. We're going to get into if we believe Quinn is actually dead or not.
Yeah.
The first thing that I think about, though, is the fact that she's very pregnant in real life.
Yeah.
And I was like, do they have to figure out a way to exit her off of the show? I would love if Papa Pope was bluffing and actually did not slay the girl. But if he did,
that could be a good segue for her character and the actress who plays Quinn in real life, Katie Lowe's, to take some time off. So that is a good point. Really quickly, actually, since you mentioned that, it's jumping ahead a little bit, but two other characters were seemed to possibly be out of the picture as a result of this episode. Fenton Glackland is taking some time in Vermont, I believe. No, not Vermont. No. Montana. To see his family, kind of taking some time away from D.C., initially when Cyrus's character said that, my first instinct was thinking, are they writing his character off? Because I know when the season was announced, Dean Norris and Jay Hernandez, who plays Curtis, were listed as just like, I think guest stars or recurring guest stars for this season. So I knew they weren't going to be around for the whole season. I'm curious if this is where any of their storylines end. Just because, you know, Curtis was technically neutralized later in the episode too.
Oh, my God. When he announced that he was going to the North, I was like, he has Quinn. Yeah. Blacklin actually has Quinn. And all the, you know, the suspicions, though, Liv and Jake kind of planted it. I was like, it could actually be Blacklin.
Could be.
That's what I thought originally before Papa Pope clearly admitted it.
Yeah.
But I was like, he's going North for what?
Very suspicious. I've been having my eye on Glackland's character just because of where he's strategically in or out of certain scenes seems to like unknowingly drive things along or like tilt your suspicion one way or another. So I'm really looking forward to seeing if he comes back after the winter break, because it's obviously ruffling Cyrus's feathers.
Yeah. So Kamara Harrington said, after tonight, I need more wine. That sounds like Gabrielle Union's book. We're going to need more wine.
Absolutely, girl.
So this is interesting. Maya Gordon said that Quinn is actually dead because Katie Lowe's and Shonda tweeted about it. We hadn't seen the tweets because watching the show live before we came in.
Wow.
Woo.
Well, that completely throws a wrench in everything that I was about to say. Because now we know that Quinn is dead. Wow.
Ooh.
Well, you know that TV rule, if you don't see the body, you know.
Right.
You can't assume. Yeah. You just don't know. So I thought it was so crazy that they ended the cliffhanger like with Rowan saying, do you want to see the body? Because that would confirm what we all think. But I guess now we don't even need to see the body.
Wow.
Gosh, let's pour one out for Quinn. No, I'm kidding. This is actually good wine. But aside from that revelation, though, I do want to actually get into the episode.
Yes.
Because there were other little just things that I think we need to talk about in terms of the character development. I really felt like this whole episode was about just the strategic placement of it as well, being the winter finale and kind of breaking off two halves of the season. And also just, I think, closing a door with who Olivia is. I think at this point, because she let it go that far, like, and, you know, even just her wearing all black in that last scene, to me it symbolized the true death of the old Olivia Pope and the birth of the new one going forward. Like, this is actually just, I think this is it for who Olivia used to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's being taken to a whole nother level because, and I feel that people have questioned why Olivia has been so rough and tough this season. It's like, it's too much. But I felt like they had to give us a very deep overload of her exerting her authority into different places for the simple fact that she needed to come off strong in this concluding episode. She needed to come off believable to go against Papa Pope.
That's very true, because had we not seen all of this erratic, very savage behavior from Liv prior to this point, I don't know that I would have believed her as much in that scene as I did. And, you know, I was on the edge of my seat the entire time. Like, wow, she's really about to do... Like, it was just... I was so emotional about it because I actually knew, like, this is really who Liv is now. And it genuinely scared me. So, shout out to Shonda Rhimes and the writers for really... And to Joe Morton and Kerry Washington for that scene. Because I believed it.
I did, and it touched me in a weird way, because when she kind of went back and was like, but you think that I was going to do something different because of what? Like, this is who you made me to be. And when she went in to her backstory, and like, you made me not have a mom. You did this to me. You broke me down. You made me believe that the Republic was the only thing that was important. And now you're facing me with something that could destroy the Republic, and you think because that's my friend that I'm going to let that go? It's like, oof. It was like a breathe. I was like, wow. Like, I kind of got a little emotional just because I'm like, it's so true. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the epitome of why this was her death. That was the epitome of why this was Olivia Pope's death in this episode.
Everything, like, truly, truly came full circle for her. And it was a harsh reminder of everything that Liv has had to go through her entire life. Sometimes I'm so wrapped up in Liv's world and her calling the shots, I forget about who she is as a person and why she is the way she is, like, truly, truly.
Right.
And I think Papa Pope in this scene was like, okay, this is what you really want. I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to teach you a lesson here. Because he's had to make those tough calls before deciding to, you know, shoot down a plane with innocent people to serve a greater purpose. Or, you know, he's had to make those tough calls as command. So I think this was, like, those two forces meeting head-to-head, but also him really testing her for the final time. Like, is this who you really want to be?
Yeah.
Because he's been there.
And in the past, it's like Papa Pope has done things just in spite. Like when he killed Fitz's son and when he's, you know, destroyed people's lives. It was for the power. And a question that I've had all season long, I was literally like, what is this battle? Like, it was confusing to me, the battle between Olivia and Papa Pope. I'm like, what does she have on him? And why won't he just leave? And why is he so angry? And that scene with Mama Pope, who made her return, mm-hmm. when she laughed after Olivia said what the scenario was, I was laughing with her.
I was too.
I'm like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But finally, it was answered for me. This episode, I got the why question I've been asking all season.
Which is what?
And which is, Papa Pope wanted Olivia to fail at being command and tear her back down so he can get the power. It was all about the power. I didn't understand it. I thought that he had moved on in a sense. But I'm like, why is he so hard on her? Why is he trying to, you know, control her, bring back Fitz, make sure she's failing as command? Why are these things carrying out?
Yeah.
And it's exactly what Olivia said. She said, oh, okay, it's going to start here.
That scene with Jake was definitely very telling and definitely, you know, helped me understand the bigger picture of that same battle that you're talking about. That's actually a great point.
Yeah, it was shocking.
It was definitely shocking. I mean, it makes so much sense, her thought process, because if Liv were to bend to her father this one time, it could have easily been the White House or Melly or B613. He could have found different ways to get to her. And I'm kind of surprised that he didn't think about this sooner, to be honest. But I guess the stakes were that much higher. I mean, it was Quinn's due date and he still had her. And that was the day to decide whether or not she'd give, you know.
Oh my God, I just thought about something.
Things back. What is that?
What if? Ooh, okay.
Guys.
We are not in predictions, but good God, it just came to me. What if the season premiere of next season is when he said, you want to see the body? Olivia says, no, he goes and he brings out the baby. What if he brings out the baby? Yes, meaning it was her due date, so she could have had the baby.
And then he killed the baby?
No.
What? Hold on. Oh.
The umbilical cord. She could have had the baby in the room.
Oh, okay.
And the baby survived, and he just killed Quinn.
Damn. That would just make her sick to have to, like, watch that baby grow up knowing that she's the reason why it's motherless.
I just feel as if they emphasized it was her due date for a reason. That wasn't an important fact for them to include within the episode.
I agree. I mean, because then if you think without Quinn in the picture, that throws a wrench in, I mean, everything. The fallout is going to be immense. Mm-hmm. She's the head of QPA. And Charlie's character will have no purpose except maybe to exact revenge on whoever could have done it, because it's not going to be revealed right away. I think that this happened that way. But I think if your theory is right and they have a child to kind of carry on Quinn's legacy, I mean, I feel like that would just change the whole scope of the show.
It would.
There are no, like, real children in the show right now. Mm-hmm. Everything is so serious.
Well, you know, like Teddy. And so, I mean, kids leering, but just that fact that not only did you just kill the mother, but now this mother is growing up without a child, just like Olivia grew up without a mother.
If the baby's alive.
I mean, the other way I say it, yeah. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know. I think as far as killing pregnant women and children on TV, like, that just, for me, crosses a line of entertainment that I don't know that I can stomach. And I don't know that Shonda Rhimes is that savage. I don't know. Like,
they torture people on this show.
You're right, they have.
Yes, yes.
But I don't think within Shondaland, whether it be How to Get Away with Murder or Grey's Anatomy, that, like, a death has happened in that sort of fashion. I feel like that is very, very cruel.
Well, they did. Well, just a crossover real quick. How to Get Away with Murder. Annalise's son was killed because of the car accident.
True.
So they be killing kids.
Yeah, you're right. And Shonda is known to, like, you know, make dramatic things happen, but, like, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it happened. It's just PTSD of me trying to process it. But
it happened. Wow.
Yeah. So what we don't know is whether or not the child is still alive.
Yeah. That's my prediction. And by the way, last week I did predict that Papa Pope took Quinn.
But we did say, I think, something along the lines that he would save the day, though.
Well, he ended up not doing so. He took her. Yeah. I was thinking that he was trying to take her. for the fact that she knew what she knew, but he did know that she knew what she knew.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, do you want this girl back who knows what she knows, or do I, you know? So it was a weird proposition, mm-hmm. because when he first said it, I was like, I mean, what is the threat exactly? You've captured someone who knows secrets and you're threatening to kill her?
I just feel like
it's not a threat.
Yeah. I still just think it could have played out completely differently, in my opinion. I think she should have given him back his bones and his freedom and taken the chance that Quinn wouldn't go forward with anything, because I feel like had she lived and had her baby, I think her priorities would have shifted. Mm-hmm. As headstrong as Quinn is, I think that part of what Liv was scared of with Quinn talking, I don't think that would have been as big of an issue. I think the power struggle between her and Rowan would have been what would have been more of the issue there. But even that could have played out over time. I still don't see why Quinn had to die right now.
Well, I think that Quinn was on the verge of, well, I still go with my original thing about her being pregnant. They had to figure out a way to get her off the show. But in terms of how it ties into the show, honestly, I don't know. Only because how did Papa Pope even know that Quinn knew something?
Yeah, unless he had been watching her.
But, I mean, Olivia's watching him. So it's like, it's a weird situation. And how did, well, clearly not watching him enough that he can't sneak into an elevator. And that's the thing, yeah, too. I have many questions.
Yeah, because they had to recover that footage. It was initially missing of her being taken in the elevator. So did he have access to their security to plan this whole thing out to take her?
And his old butt got up in the shafts of an elevator.
Yeah, does he have XB613 working for him on the sly? Like, there's no way he did that on his own. Like, how did that happen?
In addition, what's also very puzzling to me is the fact that they knew that he had Quinn. I'm sorry, y'all couldn't, what is it, when you ram through someone's house, y'all couldn't, was it Rampage?
Storm the house?
You couldn't get inside and retrieve Quinn? How about those 3 minutes that Papa Pope came outside to have a little car chat with Jake? You know what I'm saying? So that part is weird. I'm like, you guys make stuff happen and you couldn't go get her back?
Yeah. That's very interesting.
See, that's hard when stuff falls like that.
It does.
When it doesn't connect.
It makes it hard to swallow. I'm going to give the show the benefit of the doubt that we're going to see some things in the second part of this final season that'll answer our questions.
Yeah.
My big question mark right now, or not really, rather a question mark, but I just want to know what's up with Jake. Please, in the live chat, if you feel me. I just feel like Jake, his character to me is very suspect this season. I don't know, because I feel like he's over a cliff with Liv and will do whatever she says and be there for her. But I feel like over the last two episodes with how far she's gone, he's starting to really see that, like, I think even he will lose any sort of leverage he has with her. Because I think he's the only person left who I think can say things to her that'll register in a way that it's not like, oh, it's my way or the highway. But the fact that he, like, I mean, I don't know if Liv knew about his plan with Curtis, but, like, I feel like he's just making moves on his own that is showing me that those two are going to eventually drift apart, too, because I don't think he can continue to take orders from her. He still cares about her as a person, aside from being command. I think when they're in that role, he understands her harshness. But even when he was like, how are you with the Quinn thing, he's starting to see that she's just cold. She's completely gone. And I think that's going to have effect on how their relationship plays out.
Interesting. I see things differently with the relationship.
Really?
Yeah. I see them as freaking Bonnie and Clyde. I see them as being such a duo. I mean, not in the name of white hats, but, you know, I have loved Jake this season even more, because I'm a Jake fan. Because he's been there. He's just been that dude that's been there. Strong, still, calm. While she's over here hyperventilating, he has a plan. And I think that a lot of her actions, honestly, have been influenced by him. Because he takes sharper approaches. Because we have to remember that Jake has also been command. You know, in the worst way. He was a young, you know, highly experienced command. And so he doesn't mind cutting throats quickly. I feel that he is the one that's helping Liv push over her boundary line. Oh, we need to get rid of Rashad and Yasmin. These are the reasons why. These are the logistics. And she's like, okay. she acts like she's in charge. You need to do this. You need to do that. And he's like, okay. But I feel like he's kind of Olivia Poping Olivia Pope.
Damn.
I do.
He got poped.
I like that.
I can see that. I can see where you're coming from with that. My only reason that I, you know, don't agree fully is just because at the end of the day, I feel like Jake has always needed... Like, I feel like he always still sees the good in Liv. Mm-hmm. And I just think that once that's completely gone after something like this, I don't know that it would be believable enough for me as a viewer for his character to not be fazed by that at all. Because there's going to be some fallout from this. Mm-hmm. Even if he is the Clyde to her Bonnie and they have that going, I think that's still going to be like a shock of reality for him. The same way it was for Fitz when he learned of, you know, that, not about the thing with Luna, but it's still just a shocker, I think, when Liv crosses these lines. And I think the way that this episode left off is setting us up to just see the fallout for it after. Yeah. And I just don't know that Abby and Huck and Charlie and everybody is going to be well if they find out how this happened.
I kind of feel like Jake is probably concerned with her process to get to a decision. And I say that because he makes quick decisions. He's like, okay, so-and-so has to die. Your father has to die. And she's like, no, let's wait it out. Let's give time. And she's stressing herself out through this process when he's like, just do it and do it quick because that's how they were taught. So I think when he asks, like, how are you doing? It's to balance her emotions that are still there when he can work that's so fair. Emotionlessly in an odd way.
I know.
But this was, I mean, can we just say that this was like the ultimate line?
It was.
That was, like, how do you, to the point that you're just about to make, like, how do you tell people live with this? You already took Rashad away from Melly. These are your friends. These are your
the
family.
The body count is not going to stop, I don't feel. And... I mean, even just thinking about it now, this whole episode of them just visiting all the dead pregnant bodies, like, it was just setting us up for that ending. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to believe it. I was like, maybe it's a Miyagi that the writers are doing, and it's like, she's alive, but then that also might have been too obvious, but I'm sorry, Gladiators. I don't have my wits about me right now. It's still just very, very, very shocking that Quinn is gone. RIP to her character. I loved her on Scandal.
Can we talk about the fact that Mama Pope has returned? Yes.
She has. That was
so
another
exciting
part of this episode.
I think it was like, I don't know what week it was. Like last week, I think it was. I was just saying, when is Mama Pope going to make her return?
She has to.
And she's amazing. Season. She's so funny. But I love her little sarcasm and wit and how she just, it's like, what did your daddy do now? What did your daddy do now?
Yeah. I wonder, is that all she's going to be this whole season, though? Just like a anecdotal mom when she was just like a not present serial killer for most of the time?
I mean, I don't, like buddy I mean, buddies. It's so odd, the switch up in the dynamics between Olivia and her
and
parents.
Her yes.
Like
yes.
Both of them. It's weird because, first off, how she was talking to her dad was uncomfortable. And I know that he has, you know, went in on her, but it's just weird coming from a child to an authoritative figure. So for the first time this season, I felt the discomfort that many people have felt all season long about how she speaks in this new role of power. But just the fact that, look at the engagement between her and her mother. And she went to her mother for advice, and her mother's response is, what do I get out of it? That is part of what makes Olivia so dark right now. That's what she's like, I need a mother. And the same thing with her dad. He's negotiating the life of her friends for some bones? What is happening?
Damn.
You know? Like, what is this? So, no wonder she's destroyed and acting out in the most powerful way possible. You know?
Yeah. I think for the fans, it's going to definitely be hard to watch this season. And, you know, Kerry Washington tweeted out earlier before season 7 started that, like, you know, she was very shocked reading some of the scripts. And, you know, that her character was going to go somewhere that she's never gone before. And I'm really seeing it now, what she meant by that. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's hard because I think me being a diehard Olivia Pope fan, like that whole scene at the end with her talking about, like, you know, you still expect me to have that soft, mushy center. I still expected that from her. Mm-hmm. As a fan of her and of the show and her character, I was like, no, please tell me there's still some, like, you know, a light still inside of you. And it was just squashed.
I think it was still there, just a little bit, only because her reaction, a cold stone hearted person would not have reacted the way that she did when the shots were taken, or barely breathing the night before having to make that decision. I think that she just tries to put on this strong facade only because she was like, I'm gonna wait him out.
Yeah,
it's weird.
I'm just struggling to believe who she is right now. And I think
that she didn't do everything that she could have possibly done to not make it happen, instead of walking the thin line where it could possibly happen.
Yeah, I think she was honestly, part of me now is wondering, was her character just waiting for that final push who she knew she would inevitably become? Mm-hmm. Like, did she feel herself becoming, like, not evil per se, but just, you know, the white hat is off. I think I said it twice this episode. She got the red coat on, something's going down. And then in the last scene, all black, it seemed so dark.
Yeah.
It's very, very dark.
It all started back when she mashed in Andrew's head with the chair.
That was the first kill. She got her taste.
So this is an interesting theory, actually. So J.K., said that Quinn still wants justice for Olivia blowing up the plane. She and Eli are working together.
Ooh.
That's deep. Because honestly, I mean, though someone said that there was a tweet out, we don't know exactly what the tweet was.
I'm going to take a quick look on Twitter.
What Shonda said, because it could have alluded to a mystery, you know, action with her character. But I don't know. Does anyone have, we're going to look up definitive proof if Quinn is still alive or not. Y'all like the mystery voice that I do? Is she dead or is she alive?
The only tweet that I see is, it's the final season, you guys. You know we had to go all out. We are happy that at KDQ Lowe's can have this time with her baby. Scandal final season.
Oh, fascinating.
Fascinating. And yeah, there's a ton of fan theories underneath. So check out that tweet, guys, on Shonda Rhimes' Twitter.
Yeah. Wow. So you just never know.
Well, that's awesome for real life Quinn, Katie Lowe's.
Yeah.
Congrats on her baby.
How do you feel about this random, I don't know, I just feel like they're trying to make a way for Fitz to be involved in an episode. This random placement of acts and reforms and politician stuff.
Yeah. At this point, I'm not sure where that storyline is going. Even just her interaction with Marcus, you know, she was very cold to him, and I almost thought they were going to go the route of romance again with those two, but maybe not. I really don't know where that's going.
Mm-hmm.
I think Fitz has to be around for the simple fact that Liv is still our main character, and he's still someone who could potentially influence her one way or another. So until we see those two characters interact again, if at all, I don't know that they could get rid of him. He's one of the top billed actors on the show.
So. I know, it's, you know, weird. Like, when
it says Kerry Washington, Tony Goldwyn.
Right, how they just try to insert him in. And the same I feel with Cyrus. It's just like, oh, let's kind of give him this Glackland storyline, which I know that Cyrus's storyline was huge, you know, last season surrounding the murder of Vargas. But I'm not really connecting with their storylines. The Glackland thing.
Part of me wonders if it's intentional, because it is this final season, and this is just the sole, like, focus on Olivia's final journey.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, last season we saw the ins and outs of everything that could happen with Cyrus. I mean, really through the whole series, because of, you know, him being married to James and just different things. But and then we also saw Abby go bad for the first time last season, five into six. Huck almost died. Harrison actually did die. Steven left. So I feel like every character in their world has had their little arc, per se, you know? Mm-hmm. Except for maybe Charlie. But even so,
he's
not a main character. And he had his transition from being bad to being part of the good guys. So that's already happened. David Rosen, like, if you think about it, everybody has had something really big change them. And
right. It's just weird how, like, the attempt to just, like, I don't know. I'm just not connecting with these little side storylines right now.
Hopefully they can pull it all together. I want to get our Shady Boots moment going real quick. And then move into our final predictions before the break.
Do we have the music, or are we going to have to do a duet? Do a duet.
They don't want to hear me sing, guys.
My shoulders are already ready, guys. They're already ready.
There's an ad. Thank you to our good friends.
Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing.
Okay.
You keep losing when you ought to.
To be fair, I didn't have the moment queued up.
You keep we could have a little sultry part.
Well,
yes.
My Shady Boots moment this episode. I gotta think about this one. Actually, I didn't have one immediately. I don't want to just give it to Liv, but. Yeah, no, I got nothing. I'll let you go first. I'll think about this one a little.
Okay, so my Shady Boots definitely hands down goes to the mother of shade, Miss Mama Pope herself. In particular, a line where she, Liv did this dramatic little, oh, you're going to meet my mother, and blah, blah, blah. And she gets up and walks. She's like, girl, if you don't sit your dramatic ass down.
Yes.
I literally rolled over dying laughing. That was like really funny because she always like serves her. And I love, she always uses that girl all the time and she hits it. I love it.
That was
she's amazing.
That was her best line. Because even still, like, I love Mama Pope, but sometimes I think that she overdoes it a little with the like, baby, like the sarcasm. Yeah. I'm like, all right, honey, we get it. Like, slow down. I'm going to give my Shady Boots moment to, who am I gonna give it to? Damn, that's definitely a good option. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give my Shady Boots moment. You know, actually, I'm gonna give it to Melly because.
Kind of love these sound effects.
Love it. Shout out to Steven in the booth, our engineer for today.
Yes.
Killing it with the sound effects. No, I'm going to give it to Melly just because of the way she's like icing out Fitz and Marcus. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that's about. And that's kind of weird. Like you said, like, what is these side storylines about?
Yeah.
I'm just not understanding that.
Yeah, it's weird.
But obviously all shade goes to Liv
For killing,
choosing power over her friend's life,
yeah,
and the life of her goddaughter, her unborn goddaughter. Like, this is sick.
And you just, maybe she wants QPA back now. Just kidding.
I can't.
It's too soon to laugh.
I know, too soon. So yeah, we're on hiatus for about a month and a half.
Yeah,
almost two, I guess. Until January 18th on Thursday.
Yes.
We'll be back for the second half.
Keep up with us on our social medias. And remember that this Saturday, we're attending the Vulture Festival.
Here in LA.
Yes.
We'll be sitting down. Well, not literally, but the Scandal panel will be sitting down and talking to us about season 7. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we'll get some answers as to why this played out the way it did.
Or maybe Katie's going to be there. I don't know if she's actually had her baby yet.
Yeah, we're not sure, but
we'll get the deets.
Stay tuned to our social media. We'll get you the details. We'll bring all that back to you. And thanks for joining us tonight.
But wait, before we leave, I'm just curious to know, we kind of didn't do predictions in a way, but I'm curious to know, like, do you think that the team is going to find out? Or
yes.
Do you think it's something that's going to drag throughout the entire season with innuendos and her trying to continually cover it up?
I think they're going to find out.
Soon?
Yes. I don't think they're going to wait with anything anymore, considering this is the last season.
Yeah. So just a little, I agree, but I feel like, what if the next half of this season is literally the demise of Olivia? Because she's going to lose, everything's going to start coming to
the light.
To the light of what she's been doing. And people are going to start falling out of her life and she's going to be destroyed.
Oof,
at the end.
That's going to be tough to watch. But you know we'll be watching because we want to see how it all ends. So yes, again, thanks for kicking it with us again tonight. I'm your host, Christine Alexis. Follow me on social media at Christine Bean with 3 E's.
Yeah, and I'm Jessica Williams. You can find me on Twitter. Please tweet me. Let's discuss this because I feel like we need to go a little deeper. You can find me at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams. Cheers and happy holiday
yes.
to you all. And we'll see you next year.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.